Another New England college in trouble. Saying it's facing a tough financial outlook, Hampshire College in Amherst is looking for a partner for a possible merger. College administrators are still deciding whether to admit a new class for next fall. Reporter Adam Frenier says the uncertainty leaves Hampshire College students and alum concerned about its future.
Hampshire College President Miriam Nelson says long-range projections paint a less-than-rosy financial picture for the school that has a relatively small $52 million endowment.
As we look through the next couple of years, we're balancing our budget. It gets increasingly tough for us to do that when we look in the out years in terms of the demographic cliff and things like that.
By that, she's talking about an expected drop-off in potential students. When asked at a press conference if strategic partnership meant a merger, Nelson gave few details.
I think there's a whole range of different opportunities from what Wheelock did, which I think was a very good example, and a merger with BU, to there might be other different types of strategic partnerships, but it's hard to tell at this point in time.
Struggling small colleges are nothing new to New England. In recent years, there have been abrupt closures, like with Mount Ida and Newton last year. Others have been forced to go co-ed, or like Wheelock in Boston, merge with a bigger school. But that could be complicated given Hampshire College's unique character.
It gets a lot of flack sometimes for being in a school that has no grades and no rules and all of that, but I think that that's what makes Hampshire special.
That's Skye Landgraf, a Hampshire College alum who now works in higher education herself. She says she's worried that a merger might change Hampshire.
I would rather be an alum of a college that really did end up closing but stuck by its principles the entire time that it was open.
Landgraf says she's frustrated by the lack of clarity about what exactly college administrators are planning. The same can be said for first-year Hampshire student Miranda Mertis. She says whatever decision is made or deal is struck, the school should be worried about current students transferring.
I've been happily settled at Hampshire, but I mean, really depending on what they choose and how that's going to affect like my future and my goals, I mean, I would consider leaving, unhappily.
Hampshire President Nelson says they'd like to have a partner in place by the end of the spring semester, but that could be extended in order to find the right match. It's still possible Hampshire College remains independent and goes it alone, but that, Nelson says, would be a more difficult path. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adam Frenier in Amherst.